April 23, 1932, how the creature is called by the divine will. However many times she does her acts in it, so many times it is reborn in her acts. Contest between creator and creature. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues, I feel its call in all its acts, that is, in the sky, in the sun, in the sea, in the wind, in the acts that it did in the redemption, because there is nothing that exists that did not come forth from the divine volition. And it calls me in order to tell me, I have done everything for you. Come to enjoy and possess everything that with so much love I have created for you. Do not make yourself estranged from all that belongs to you, nor render on your possessions isolated and deserted. Come and make your voice echo, so that resounding in all our created things, you make us feel the sweet treading of your steps. If solitude happens to us, your company places us in feast and gives us the sweet surprises of the joys that our beloved creature can give us. But while my mind went around in its works, my always lovable Jesus, visiting my poor soul, all tenderness told me, blessed daughter of my volition, since all created things were made for the creatures, my divine will remained in each one of them to call the creature, because it did not want to remain alone, but it wanted her for whom things were made, in order to give her the rights over them and so not remain defrauded in its purpose for which it had created her. Now, who hears this call? One who possesses my will as life. The echo of my will that is in created things forms the same echo in the soul who possesses it, and in its very arms it brings her where my volition itself calls her. And since she has her rights given by me, if she loves all created things say love, if she adores, they say adoration, if she thanks, they say thanksgivings, in a way that one sees hovering in the sky, in the sun, in the sea, in the wind, in everything, even in the little bird that sings, the love, the adoration, the thanksgiving of the creature who possesses my divine will. How vast is the love and everything that she can do and say. The heavens and earth are in her power. But this is nothing yet. You must know that for the soul who possesses my divine will, its divine omnipotence and true power enter into her work. It means diffusing herself in everything and everyone, to recall everything into that act. With her empire she makes herself heard by everyone to call the attention of everyone in a way that they feel the operating power of my fiat in the act of the creature, because I can call it not her act, but mine. And who finds themselves in possession of it, such as the angels, saints, and creation, feel a vein of its power flow, and they place themselves all at attention in order to receive it. And bowing, they adore, they thank and they love the operating divine will. One act of it is the greatest, most beautiful thing for all of heaven and for all the earth. One act of it, since it possesses complete power, as much if it works in the human act, as by itself can bring innovation, transformation over everything, and makes rise again new things that did not exist before. So one act in my divine will takes place in the divine order, and with its powerful empire, it rules over all. It rules with its enticing love, with its enrapturing beauty, with its infinite joys and sweetnesses. It is an act that encloses everything altogether, and those who do not feel the beauty of it are constrained to feel the weight of the divine justice over them. But all will feel the touch of the power of one act of my will. No one will be excluded. And only these acts line up in continuous homage around God Himself, because those that give more glory to God, and continuous homage, are the acts done in the fiat, since they are acts reproduced by God Himself, and they take part in His incessant act. After this, I was doing my acts in the divine will, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, the soul who lives in my will is in the continuous act of being reborn in the acts that she does in it. If she loves, she is in the continuous act of being reborn in divine love, and while being born it forms the life of love in her, and as life it takes the primacy in all her being, such that her heartbeat, her breath, motion, glance, step, will, and all the rest, become love. And however many times she is reborn, so many more times love grows. This love as life, and in the act of always being born and growing, has the enrapturing and wounding strength that while it wounds us it enraptures us, but with our same divine power. And we, feeling ourselves wounded, pour forth love from our wounds, and we wound our beloved creature. And in every rebirth we double our love to her. So if she repairs, as many times as she repairs in our will, so many times she is reborn in divine reparation, and forms the life of reparation in her soul, such that the breath, the motion, the will in all her being acquires the life of reparation. And since it is not with one act alone that she repairs us, but with an entire life, as life she holds the disarming power, disarming us she converts the scourges into graces, and so on with all the rest that the creature can do in our divine will. They are lives that she acquires, that are nourished by our divine sources. So, if in our divine will she praises us, thanks us, blesses us, she forms an entire life of thanksgivings, of praises, and of blessings toward her Creator. And every time she does this, while she is reborn in these acts and grows, she forms the fullness of life, in a way that the breath, the heartbeat, if she thinks, if she speaks, if she moves her step, if the blood circulates in her veins, in the whole entirety of the creature, there is no particle of her being that does not say I thank you, I praise you, I bless you. Oh! How beautiful it is to see her possessing as many lives for however many times she is reborn in her same acts done in our divine fiat. Because for however many lives she possesses, we feel in her heartbeat as many heartbeats in one, as many breaths, motions and steps in one. And of each one, some say love, some reparation, some thanksgiving, some praise, and some blessing. These rebirths and lives form the most beautiful harmony in the fortunate creature who had the good of acquiring them. So much is our pleasure, that our gaze is always fixed in looking at her, our ears always intent in listening to her. The power of our will calls our continuous attention. And as she tells us I love you, so we repeat to her we love you, O daughter. As she repairs us, so we clasp her to our heart. As she thanks us, praises us, and blesses us, so we repeat to her we thank you because she thanked us, we praise you because she praised us, we bless you because she blessed us. We can say that we place ourselves in a contest with her. The heavens and earth are astonished that the Creator places himself in contest with his beloved creature. Therefore I want you always in my will. Because in it you give us something to do and something to say, and you form our outlet of love. Fiat.